Tonight on Minds Over Matter, host Dana Rodriguez is joined by technical editor Kira Pace and teacher Lori Fisher. Here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Sunday, in spite of everything that's going on out there. And so you have two reasons to stay home tonight. Well, actually, three. This show, shelter in place, and the curfew. So you have no excuse not to listen to the show. Anyway, we hope you will join us over the course of the hour for our little quiz program. We'll hope to interest you and entertain you. And the two numbers are to call in area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, in spite of everything, we still have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll take your questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. All you have to do is call in. And I also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one at gmail.com. If you'd like to hear this show online, you can certainly do that just by going to kaow.org, where there's a live stream going on right now. And of course, if you'd like to hear the podcast afterwards, you can also go to kaow.org and a lot of other places that start with KALW. I'm sure they would appreciate that. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And I forgot to write down Kira's, so I'm going to make it up. No, it's it says it's Kira Pace, file 404, error not found. Is that correct?
Those are all the words that were in it. They weren't exactly in that order, but whatever. That's you got okay. Them all. You got
close
them all.
Enough. Close. Awfully close. Enough. Close enough.
So more than ever, it's impossible to ignore the world around us. But for at least the next hour, Lori Fisher is grateful to be gathering with our audience, David, Kira, and Dana, for a tiny bit of shelter from the storm. Thank you all for being here.
And Greg to that list.
And Greg.
Yeah.
Is this for the intro or is this just for me? The 1950s cultural icon question?
That's just for you.
Okay. My bad.
Okay. And after 111 days, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez's husband, is finally back home. And it's good to have someone besides the dog snoring next to him in bed at night. I bet it is.
All right. Good. Yes, it's very, very good to have that. Yeah. And all that being said, we will start with Kira Pace.
Okay. So I have a lead-in question, and if you get it, then you get the other question. If not, I'll give you something else. But here we go. The first Peabody ever awarded for a single television script went to what person for what episode of what show?
Was it Edward R. Murrow?
No.
Oh.
And this is a television script.
Yeah. Well, he made documentaries.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a single episode television script.
Was it the one about the drought or the harvest? Isn't that in the title somewhere?
No.
Harvest of Shame, I think.
Yeah, I am thinking of Harvest of Shame. That's not it?
No.
Okay.
Is it for a dramatic episode of something?
It is.
Is it for anything to do with by Rod Serling or for The Twilight Zone?
Not The Twilight Zone, but yes to Rod Serling. He was the recipient.
Requiem for a Heavyweight?
That is correct. Requiem for a Heavyweight, Playhouse 90, which was the last part of that, which I'm sure you had since you had the heavyweight portion.
Right.
So Sterling wrote two teleplays on the same subject, both of which were heavily Baudelaireized. or Baudelaireized. The first was Noon on Doomsday for the U.S. Steel Hour, and the second was called A Town Has Turned to Dust for Playhouse 90. What was the intended subject of these pieces?
Well, Requiem for, was it the same subject as the Peabody Award winner?
No.
So,
no,
oh, so it wasn't.
Question.
Okay.
This is just a Rod Serling question. Rod Serling follow-up.
Yeah. So both of those shows, go ahead.
It wasn't The Town That Turned to Dust. It's something to do with atomic war, right? Or post-atomic war? Anything to do with that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Say the titles again.
Noon on Doomsday for the U.S. Steel Hour and A Town Has Turned to Dust for Playhouse 90. But I'm willing to be wrong about the title of the second one for Playhouse 90. It's just that was the name.
Does it have anything to do with racism or a lynching?
It was a lynching, yes. A specific lynching.
Oh, a specific lynching.
Emmett Till?
Yes, the Emmett Till lynching of 1955. Oh, that's
good.
For both of them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
All right. And just to remind you, this is Minds Over Matter. If you'd like to give us a call, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. You give us a call, we'll get you on as soon as possible. And Lori, why don't you go ahead?
All right. This is sort of ripped from the news, kind of, sort of, and then leads to some other things. So I want to know, I'm going to give you the name of something. It's either a person, place, or thing. And this is like Kira's. It's a leading question. It's X-A12. So what is the what is X-A12, the name of a person, place, or thing? And if you get it, I have three follow-ups.
Yeah, that's their kid. That's the Elon Musk Grimes child.
Yes. Well, maybe you might
baby
run
X.
So you might run the table on this. So the follow-up questions are this. Number one is they ran into a legal problem with naming their kid that stuff, that X-A12. What was the legal problem? And then each of those things has a separate meaning to the couple, the X, the Ash, and the A12. So Kira, I'll let you, well, Dana, if you know any of them, I'll let you go first because Kira probably
knows. No, I think Kira probably knows more about this than I do.
So
okay, I'll give you two of them. Go ahead.
The legal issue was that they were using digits. So they changed that to XII Roman numerals because the letters were fine.
And what do you mean by digits?
They had a 1 and a 2 for 12.
Yeah. And also the A and the E smashed together.
That's still there. It's called Nash, and that's allowed.
Oh, it is. Okay.
As far as I am.
In my notes, it said it wasn't, but you probably know more.
Oh, no. I mean, I really thought that was still there, but I could be wrong.
Okay. And then take any of the others. What did the X mean for them? What does the Ash mean? And what's the A12 for?
Well, the Ash is also – that's the part where Grimes and Elon Musk were pronouncing it differently. I think Grimes was saying it was some sort of elfin word, meaning – I can't remember what it was supposed to mean, but it was an elfin thing.
It was an elfin word for love, or artificial intelligence. They weren't sure. Let's leave the other two out there. So what did the X mean, and what did the A12 mean for Elon Musk's and Grimes's lovely child? Thank you.
Just name him John, for God's
well,
sake.
Well, when the kid grows up, that's what he'll become, right?
Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Colette from San Leandro.
Hi, Colette.
What is Shakespeare's shortest tragedy?
What was Shakespeare's shortest tragedy? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
You should turn on your radio, Colette.
And say the question again, or Dana?
What was Shakespeare's shortest tragedy?
In length? Yeah.
Yes.
Is it Macbeth?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Colette. All right. Let me give you a couple of questions here. This is from Message Labs, a question that some information I came across. What are the three most common words in spam emails? and they all end in exclamation points. What are the three most common words in spam emails, and they all end in exclamation points?
Help.
No.
Oh.
Kira?
Warning?
No.
Money?
No.
Yeah. Print, Nigerian prince. I guess that's two words.
No. No. So again, what are the three most common words you find in spam emails, and they all end in exclamation points?
For sale. For sale. No?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Second question. What seven kitchen appliances have had the greatest surge in sales over the stay-at-home period in the U.S.? What seven small kitchen appliances have had the greatest surge in sales over the stay-at-home period in the U.S.?
Coffee maker or espresso maker?
Neither one.
Really?
And yeah. Can we assume by definition they're all electronic?
Yes, I would. Well, yes, I would say so. Yeah.
Well, how about a microwave oven?
No.
Whoa.
I think most people had a microwave already.
Well, I thought they might have bought a second one. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, you know, because they have to quarantine somebody in back.
Yeah, okay. But no.
Oh, Instapot.
Yeah, that was my next guess.
Kind of related to that, but not.
A hot pot then?
No, I can't give it to you.
Rice cooker?
Rice cooker. Yes, okay. That's one.
That makes sense.
Which is not the same as an Instapot.
It's not.
True. Okay.
I'll give you one more guess.
Electric can opener.
No. No.
I was reaching.
Yeah. All right. So once more. What seven kitchen appliances have had the greatest surge in sales over the stay-at-home period in the U.S.?
What about a pressure cooker?
Not pressure cooker.
Okay.
So rice cooker is the only one that's been gotten so far. And the first question was, what are the three most common words in spam emails, and they all end in exclamation points? Okay.
Yeah.
And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We've been doing it for almost 27 years. And our panel tonight, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor from Dabo Valley College, Lori Fisher, teacher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, David, let's go to a call if we can. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I have two very quick questions for you.
Ed, you have to turn down your radio.
I don't have radio. I've been on the block for a long time. I know I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
And turn it up.
Okay. All right. The universe as we know it as have began with a Big Bang. About 13.8 billion light year away. Long time ago. All right. So, as I asked you before, our body, 99% made out of five elements. One of them made during the creation. Every atom in your body was made 13.8 billion light year ago. Which element?
Is this one iron?
No, by far. Actually, iron is exactly the opposite. We have little iron in our body. Much more common in our body.
Hydrogen.
Okay.
Hydrogen it is. Hydrogen. Huh. So when the universe started, it had 75% hydrogen, 25% helium, but helium is not for. So what's special about iron and stars? What iron does to stars? It kills them. It is deadly. It's the poison of stars. Okay, I have some second question. Which movie set 92 people, actors and actresses, died a few, very short time after the filming?
This is the John Wayne one, right?
Yeah.
Treasure of the Sierra Madre?
The Conqueror.
No. Oh. The Conqueror. You're right, Dana. You're right. Conqueror. Yeah. Why did he die?
Radiation.
He died from cancer, by the way.
They trucked in a lot of soil from an atomic test site. And as part of the scene, various scenes, and it was highly radioactive.
Well, you're quite right, but they did even worse thing than that. They filmed big part of the movie in St. George, which in Utah, and that was only 50 miles from all of this nuclear, you know, testing that we did in Nevada in 1950s. A lot.
Right.
I mean, basically, this was like extremely radioactive. Can you tell me two of the, besides John Wayne, name another very famous actress? She was beautiful. What is her name?
Well,
in the movie?
Susan Hayward, Agnes Moorhead, Pedro Armendariz Jr., the director, Dick Powell, they all died of cancer.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing, this really, all of them were good actors and actresses, and all died from one stupid film. Not only they shot it only 50 miles away from the testing, but also, as you said, Dana, they took tons and tons and tons of this extremely radioactive material to Los Angeles, to their studio in Hollywood. And the producer and the director died as well, by the way. Great show.
Right.
Always like to give you kind of interesting questions. Have a very good evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Always the ray of sunshine. and all right. And Kira, it's your turn.
All right. I am going to give you the name of six businesses, and what I want you to tell me is the actor who helped to found it. So here are the six businesses. They are The Honest Company, Casamigos Tequila, Ocean Therapy Solutions, Draper James, Hair You Wear, and finally, Flower Beauty. So again, they are The Honest Company, Casamigos Tequila, Ocean Therapy Solutions, Draper James, Hair You Wear, and Flower Beauty.
And these aren't necessarily actors. They could be singers, correct?
No, they are all actors.
Well, the tequila one, that's George Clooney, right?
It is. He also founded it with Randy Gerber,
right? And the Honest is that the Honest one, Jessica Alba.
That is correct. Honest Company is Jessica Alba.
I'm impressed. Dana knew that. That's very pop culture. That's good.
Is Greg from Alameda given an assist there?
He knew Jessica. That smile means yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. What does the Honest Company sell?
All kinds of stuff. Yeah.
They do foods, I know.
Yeah. They do cosmetics, too, I think.
Do they do cosmetics? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Okay. Well, we gave them both a nice plug there.
It's all great. Right. Yeah. So Casamigos Tequila is George Clooney. The Honest Company is Jessica Alba. So the ones that we have left are Ocean Therapy Solutions, Draper James, Hair You Wear, and Flower Beauty.
Are all these celebrities still alive?
Yes, they are.
Is the Hair You Wear a famous bald person?
Nope.
No. Okay, then. I know none of them.
David, maybe you and I should look into Hair You Wear.
Get Jessica Alba now that we've plugged her business to buy
her. Right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. It's Joel in San Francisco, and I don't know if this is correct, but one of the appliances that I've been hearing a lot about that we don't have is the air fryer.
It is not the air fryer.
Okay.
That's not on the list anyway.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who appeared on television on the television series The Life of Riley in 1949 to the beginning of 1950?
Jackie Gleason.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel.
The first Riley.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that. It was William Bendix on the radio, and then Jackie Gleason did it. Was the first one to do it on TV.
Oh.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, David from Berkeley.
Hi, David.
Hi. The one appliance is the bread makers.
Bread maker, yes, that is one.
Nice.
And the the word with the exclamation mark would be save.
In, no, not save.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll hit you next week with a question.
Well, thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye now.
And Lori, I think it's your turn.
All right. So I have one to celebrate Greg coming home. It's about candy. I'm going to give you seven slogans for candy. So an example would be melts in your mouth, not in your hands, and you would know that's M&Ms. So here they are. Number one is taste the rainbow. Number two is two for me, none for you. Number three is get a bang out of life. Number four is sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Number five, if he kissed you once, will he kiss you again? Six is, isn't life juicy? And last one is, make mouths happy. So I'm looking for taste the rainbow, two for me, none for you. Get a bang out of life. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. If he kissed you once, will he kiss you again? Isn't life juicy and makes mouth happy? We'll let you get three of them. So what's your first guess?
Kira, you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I'll do sometimes you feel like nuts, sometimes you don't, because that's actually two. That's Mounds and Almond Joy.
Excellent.
Or other way around.
Yeah, give her two bells for that. Okay.
All right. Taste the rainbow. That's Skittles, isn't it?
It is. Give yourself a bell on that one. I think Dana, you might know these all.
Probably not. What are the other ones again?
Two for me, none for you. Get a bang out of life. If he kissed you once, will he kiss you again? Isn't life juicy? And my favorite one, make mouths happy.
I don't know any of those, Ralph Han.
Two for me, none for you is Twix, right?
It is Twix, and I would, and if David will sing one, that would be great.
Put a tic-tac in your mouth and get a bang out of life. It's the clean, fresh explosion of mint.
That's excellent. Give David a bell. For those who didn't hear, is get a bang out of life with tic-tacs. Excellent. So we're looking for three more that we'll leave out there. If he kissed you once, will he kiss you again? Isn't life juicy and makes mouth makes mouths happy?
What a down-home show we have.
It is.
Anyway, all right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi. I have, this is Vivian from Berkeley, and I have two guesses for the appliances.
Yes.
A freezer?
No, these are all smaller than a freezer or a refrigerator. They're all sort of countertop things.
Okay. How about a soda stream?
Yes, that's one.
Ha.
Good.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are they bigger than a bread box?
Some of them are not.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a list of, I came across a list of the 100 most commonly used words in the English language. Okay. So I picked out seven synonyms. And so there's one synonym for each of those words. So I want you to tell me the word.
So the word we're guessing is in the top 100 most
So the word you're guessing is one of the 100 most common words used in English. So I'm going to give you a list of synonyms. I want you to tell me what word these are the synonyms for, and they will be one of the 100 most common words in English. Okay?
Yes.
So here we go. Number one, incandescent. Number two, unbelievable. Number three, collected. Number four, distinct. Number five, grievous. Number six, perceive. And number seven, assign. So again, these are seven synonyms for seven of the most common words used in English. So number one, incandescent. Number two, unbelievable. Number three, collected. Number four, distinct. Number five, grievous. Number six, perceive. Number seven, assign. What are the common words those are the synonyms for? Kira, I'll start with you. Give me one.
For perceive, is it feel?
It is not.
Okay.
Is perceive see?
It isn't. You are closer.
So seem with an M at the end?
No.
No, okay. I was saying S-E-E for perceive.
Is no.
That's not right, but, and it's a close?
Yeah, that's much closer, yes.
Yeah, and we don't need to put an S. It's not the difference between C and C's, right?
No, okay. Not at all. No.
All right.
Oh, what about look?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. For perceive, right?
So perceive is look. Correct. All right, I'll give you each one more guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's funny. Is distinct unique?
No.
That's not common enough.
What about weird?
No.
Okay.
How about odd?
No. Huh. All right. So remember, these are synonyms for some of the most common words in the English language. So again, tell me the word I'm looking for. Number one, incandescent. Number two, unbelievable. Number three, collected. Number four, distinct. Number five, grievous. And number six, assign.
Can I try one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What about for incandescent? What about bright?
That's correct.
Okay.
Good job. All right. And David, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sparky and Maddie, or also John and Maddie. How are you doing?
Good.
And we have to say about the name John. Yeah, it is kind of a dull name.
Sorry. You could be X-A-12.
Yeah, I'd rather be Sparky.
Okay.
assign. How about give?
No.
No. Actually, some of my other ones were given away, taken away. That's all we have for now, so we're going to sign off. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Fran, San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. I have a question.
All right.
What play are the characters Elliot Garfield and Paula McFadden in?
Were those four different names or two names?
No, these are two names, Elliot Garfield and Paula McFadden. They are the character names of the lead people in a play, a famous play.
Huh. Is this a play within the last 30 years?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is this a gay-related play?
No.
Are they called those names in the play, or do they have? Is it?
Yes,
like,
they're called those names in the play.
Elliot
the two
Garfield.
Main leads.
And what's the second one again?
Paula McFadden is the woman. Elliot Garfield is the man.
Is it a comedy?
Partly, I think there's funny stuff in it. Yes.
Yeah. Was this made into a movie?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Tell you what, if I give you the people who starred in it, you give me a play. Marsha Mason and Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, the Goodbye Girl?
Goodbye, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Thank God.
I agree.
Now, my next question is, Buddy Holly did three songs, more than that, but he did Words of Love, Not Fade Away, and It's So Easy to Fall in Love. So I want to know who did the second version, the second time, hits of each of those songs. That's Words of Love, Not Fade Away, and It's So Easy to Fall in Love.
It's So Easy is Linda Ronstadt was one of the re-recorders. Yeah. And Words of Love, and what was the third song?
Not Fade Away.
The Rolling Stones did that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I'll let your Dana take Words of Love.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, is it the Beatles?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
You get three bells. Very good. That's great.
Thank you.
I have one last question. What do these have in common, Chesapeake, Montauk, and Nantucket?
They're all bays?
I'm sorry, what?
Are they all bays?
Yes, they are, but that's not what I'm looking for.
We need more than that. And steer us in the right direction.
Well, they're all Indian names. They're all Native American names. Are they tribes?
I guess so, but okay, you're going to hate me for this. It's a food.
Oh. are they all types of chowders or something?
No.
Okay.
Chesapeake, what are the other two?
Montauk,
well, they're
Nantucket. Oh,
they're Chesapeake,
clams.
Bay, they're oysters.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're oysters.
I don't know. That's not
shellfish.
What I'm looking for.
They're not shellfish, huh?
Well, you better tell us what you're looking for, because whatever answer we're giving you isn't it.
Okay. Chesapeake, Montauk, and Nantucket are Pepperidge Farm cookies.
In continuation of last week's question.
Yes, I have to continue that. And I've got helicopters flying overhead, and you're taking away the sting of this madness here.
All right.
That's nice.
All right. Stay safe. Talk to you later. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And we are about halfway through the show. So let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Kira?
I have the names of some businesses that were founded by actors, looking for the actors who founded them. And the ones I have left are Ocean Therapy Solutions, Draper James, Hair You Wear, and Flower Beauty.
Are all four of them Gwyneth Paltrow?
None of them is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Darn. Anywhere. And,
I am Elon Musk and Grimes named their child X-Ash A-12. I'm looking for what the X means to them and what the A-12, where that came from. And then I have three candy slogans left. If he kissed you once, will he kiss you again? Very gendered. Is it life juicy? And makes mouths happy. Those are the three out there. That's all I have.
All right. And I have a list of the three most common words you find in spam emails. They all end with exclamation points. What are they? What are the three most common words in spam emails? They all end in exclamation points. What seven kitchen appliances have had the greatest surge in sales over the stay-at-home period in the U.S.? So far, we have soda machine, bread maker, and rice cooker. What are the others on that list? And of the 100, of the list of the 100 most commonly used words in English, I gave you a list of synonyms. I want you to match it up with the common word, okay, on that 100 most common words list. So we have, what do we have left here? Unbelievable, collected, distinct, grievous, and assign.
Is grievous sad?
Grievous is not sad.
Yeah. And is one of the spam emails emergency?
It is not.
How about now?
No, but you're closer with that. But no, it's not that.
All right.
And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Bubba Frisco Dave.
Hello.
Hello. I'd like to try the spam words.
Yes.
How about new, now, and free?
None of the above.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Am I on the right track or way off?
You're sort of around the general idea of it, yeah.
Okay. How about for collected, all?
Collected is not all.
Distinct, different?
No.
Okay. A bunch of bum guesses. Thanks.
Thank you, though. Bye-bye. All right. And let's see. Kira, I think it's your turn.
Yeah. All right. So Alfred Hitchcock's daughter, Patricia, was in three of his films. Which ones and what were her characters' names? I have a follow-up question, too, if you...
She was in Strangers on a Train. She played Ruth Roman's sister, Babs or something like that.
Barbara Morton. I will give you that. That's a bell.
Okay. And she was in Psycho. She played the co-worker of Janet Leigh in the, I guess it's a real estate office or something like that. I couldn't tell you what her character name was.
That's fine. It's Caroline.
Caroline.
Yeah.
And the other one, gosh, I'm trying to think.
We'll let you know that it's the first one.
Right. Was she a child or was she an adult when she was in it?
She was pretty young in Strangers on a Train, right?
Well, yeah, she was probably 20 or something.
Oh, was she? I thought she was younger.
I don't think I can get
the
first one.
It was a year before Strangers on a Train.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
So
what year is that, Dana?
So that's 50. So was it Stage Fright?
It was Stage Fright.
Wow. All right.
Do you happen to know her name in Stage Fright?
Yeah. So I couldn't tell you what the character was, though.
Her name is Chubby Bannister. Just outstanding naming.
Really? Really?
Yeah. It's the best name outside of Dickens, I think. Chubby Bannister. So she has three other film credits to her name. She's a credited role in a 1978 movie entitled Skateboard, which was written by Law & Order's Dick Wolf. She has an uncredited role as a servant in Mudlark. And finally, she has an uncredited role as a court lady in what film?
As a court lady in what film? What year?
I won't tell you that right now.
What, you think that would give it away, huh?
Oh, a little bit. Well,
is it a really well-known film?
Yes.
A court lady.
She's a court lady. Uncredited role as a court lady on a film that comes up a lot on this show.
Ooh. Anatomy of a Murder.
It's the Ten Commandments.
There you go.
I had the wrong court in mind. Yeah, nepotism.
All right. Good job. And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Let's see. I got some guesses for the spam email words. How about cash?
No.
Gold?
No.
Forever?
No.
Click?
No.
Murder?
No.
No, no, that's my Hitchcock question. Okay. No, let's see. All right, I blew all those. I know Ocean Therapy Solutions is Kevin Costner's business.
That's correct. Started after Waterworld, inspired by Waterworld, so...
Wow.
And Draper James is Reese Witherspoon's.
That's correct.
Along with John Hamm.
They have clothing, like kids' clothing and stuff.
Yeah.
So Draper James is Reese Witherspoon. Ocean Therapy Solutions is Kevin Costner. Still have Hair You Wear and Flower Beauty if you want either of those.
No, I don't.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The common words. How about is collective? Is that shared?
I'm sorry. Collected is no. It's not.
Is grievous? Is that bad?
Well, yeah, it's not bad, but you're a little closer to the right track with that.
Is it ungood?
No.
Double plus on good? All right.
No.
All right. And unbelievable, is that incredible?
No. I'll give you a hint on unbelievable. It's a word the president uses ad nauseum.
The nausea part is Why I don't know what words he uses. I tend to can't hear him over my gagging.
Is this why it made the list? Because he only has a vocabulary of a parrot?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Is it incredible?
It is not incredible.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Like which, you know, I don't know. Very stable genius. Yeah.
No.
Nope. Oh, great. I can't. All right. I got a couple of questions. And related to Kara's question about the businesses, I got two other businesses by actors. There's Dos Hombres Mezcal and Crystal Head Vodka.
Yeah. Crystal Head. And what was the first one? Dos Hombres?
Dos Hombres Mezcal. Yeah.
I would have said George Clooney to that too.
Yeah, but it is not.
Is
and that
Johnny...
one's actually by two actors who were famously in the same show.
Oh, they're in the same show? Okay.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, both have been in the same show. The show's no longer on, but they were in the same show.
Were they in Miami Vice?
No, later than that.
Is the Crystal Head Vodka, is that one Johnny Depp?
No.
No.
And these are
Saturday Night Live person.
Oh, is it Dan Aykroyd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
It is Dan Aykroyd, yeah. You see, in an interview with him over the last decade, he plugs it mercilessly.
Good for him. And we give us a hint on the Dos Hombres.
Very big TV show of the 2000s. It was the, for one of the actors, it was kind of their first, it was their breakthrough role.
This is killing me because I know I've heard this before. It's not the Scrubs guy. Guys.
Yeah, not Scrubs, no.
Yeah.
Is it any two people from Freaks and Geeks?
No, no. Okay. I think of a more, not necessarily a comedy, though it had comedic elements, but more of a drama.
Go ahead and tell us. Who is it?
It's a Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul.
Oh, really?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other question I have, who was the first African-American to host a TV show?
Well...
You mean as the regular host?
Yes.
Was it Nat King Cole?
No.
Was it before that?
Yes.
So, host a television program. I mean, not be the star. I mean, so this is a non-dramatic series.
Non-dramatic series, yeah. It was named after the show was named after the performer, non-dramatic series.
And it was an entertainment show, like a, you know, a musical artist?
Yes. Yeah, musical artist. Yep.
Did Louis Armstrong have a show?
If he did, I don't know of it.
Not to my knowledge.
What about Harry Belafonte? Did he have a show?
Not to my knowledge either.
Okay.
And it's hard. There's not much... out there on the show itself. I don't believe there's any actual video of it left.
And is it correct to assume that it is a male as opposed to a female?
No, female.
Is she? Okay, so it's a female host of a show. Musical or musician, female.
Is it a singer? Can we assume it's a singer?
She did sing, but she was also also played piano and...
Is she better known for playing the piano?
I think equally known. She's not that well known now, I would say. She's
Marion McPartland?
No, it has to be somebody black. How about Hazel Scott?
Hazel Scott is correct.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. She had a show on the Dumont Network in 1950.
Okay.
All right, great. Thanks, show.
Adios. Thank you very much.
Bye.
And Lori, do you have a short question?
I think it's short. The original Walton's TV series started life as a movie in 1971 called Homecoming, A Christmas Story. Almost all, when it became a series, almost all the lead characters were the same except for two. So I want to know who played the original Grandpa Walton, which is one of my favorite answers, and then who played the original Olivia Walton. And you can throw in who played them in the series, although I think that's easy. I want to know who played them in the original made-for-TV movie Homecoming. Grandpa Walton and Olivia Walton, the wife.
Oh, all right.
And you can start out with who played him in the series if you want, but I think you know those.
Well, Grandpa was Will Gear.
Yeah.
And Olivia was, is that Michael Learned?
It is. So all who right. played them originally? Those are the what I'm looking for.
All right. Okay. I have to think about that.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Kate calling from Seattle, and you're on Zoom with my girls in beautiful Richmond, California, too.
Oh, nice.
Okay, good.
Hi, Richmond.
They're super excited, too. Okay, so right out the gate, I got a couple of guesses on the spam email words.
All right.
So first one is today.
Yes, that is one of them.
With an exclamation point. Way to go.
And the other one is urgent.
No, not urgent.
Dang. Cash?
Not cash.
Oh, I was just asking if I won anything. No?
Okay. No.
You won the bell. Wait, no, she got a bell. That's a winner.
She got a bell.
I got a bell. Ooh. I won the bell. Yeah. Okay, so unbelievable, fake.
Unbelievable is not fake.
What? Oh, okay. Well, there we go. What was the slogan about make life juicy or something like that?
Isn't life juicy?
Isn't life juicy? Is that juicy fruit?
It is not. You'd think it is, ooh, but that'd be too easy.
Okay, and then final one on the appliances, a stand mixer.
A what mixer? I'm sorry?
Like a stand mixer, like a KitchenAid.
Oh, I give that to you? No, I can't. No.
Really?
Oh. You're being tough.
I thought she was totally
you
right.
Baking without it.
I can't either.
Nope.
He's holding the line.
Final one, and then I'll get out of your hair. Makes mouth happy. Is that Twizzlers?
It is Twizzlers. Way to go. Twizzlers makes mouth happy. Good call.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. This was so much fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Stephen Vallejo.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. On the appliances, how about a food processor?
No.
Or a pasta machine was my other guess.
Pasta machine. I'll give that to you. Electric pasta maker. Yes.
Okay. Isn't Life Juicy is Starburst.
It is. Very nice.
And then I just had a question for you. So in the 70s, there was a lawsuit. I was wondering if you had a guess as to what it was about. It was called Sid and Marty Croft Television Productions Incorporated versus McDonald's Corporation.
So what, you're asking what the lawsuit was about?
Yeah.
Is this something to do with the Hamburglar?
Yes.
Oh, good work.
I just vaguely recall this. But I mean, there were characters that Sid and Marty Croft felt that McDonald's had stolen from them, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, exactly.
They were too similar to their own characters.
Yeah, the McDonald Land characters looked too much like H.R. Puff and stuff, basically.
Right.
And
who won the lawsuit?
Well, Croft won it for $50,000, and then both of them appealed it, and on appeal, Croft won again for $1 million.
Whoa. Nice.
So related to that, the McDonald Land characters that were involved in that lawsuit. So there were 7 characters originally in the McDonaldland commercials. Do you have any idea who those 7 characters were?
There's Grimace.
Hamburger.
Go ahead.
Oh,
no. Go ahead.
No, I mean the Hamburglar, and then there was the pirate. No, wait a minute. Maybe that was the same one. Okay, go ahead, Kira.
So there's Grimace, Mayor McCheese, yeah. The Hamburglar. Yeah. Oh, shoot. What was the name of the – was the bird just called Birdie?
That was a later one. That wasn't original.
Okay, so those three. Now I've lost him. I can't imagine that Ronald McDonald was a part of this.
Yes, he was.
Was he? Okay.
He was the original.
All right, so Ronald Grimace, Mayor Hamburglar.
Wait a minute. Yeah, all right, okay.
There's the sheriff. Who's the Big Mac. Big Mac. Yeah,
Officer Big Mac. Officer
yeah.
Big Mac.
Yeah. And you said there's two more?
Othello? Is that one of them?
Yeah, one of them is a pirate.
That's what I thought. I couldn't tell you the name now.
Captain Crook.
All right.
He was always stealing the filet fish sandwiches.
And of course. What was the last one?
The last one was the professor.
Professor.
He was the inventor.
Well,
he's not as successful as the others.
No,
all right. Thanks.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. Hi, it's Mark in the Mission. I have some guesses. How about for the spam email, hurry?
Not hurry.
New.
Not new.
Not new. Okay. Kitchen appliances, toaster oven?
No.
Or just toaster, plain old toaster? No?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Crock pot?
No.
Can opener?
No.
Mixer.
No.
Some kind of thermometer device.
No, you would sort of have to assume these are things you didn't have already. Like,
well,
you know,
I don't have any of these things. How about an electric knife? Electric knife. No? No?
No.
Electric knife? Mm-hmm. No. Okay. All right. Synonym words. For unbelievable, yeah. I thought incredible was the word that Trump uses all the time. How about amazing?
Amazing is correct, yes.
Oh, cool. Yay. Got a bell. Okay, collected, got.
No.
Okay, distinct, special?
No.
Sure? No?
No.
Okay. Grievous, terrible?
No.
Or awful.
No, but you're kind of on the right track, sort of.
All right,
should be.
I think that's all right. That's it for me. I got a bell. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is one of the appliances a blender?
No.
What about a sous vide machine?
What's that?
A sous vide? It's basically boil in a bag technology.
Yeah.
Oh no!
All the kids
not
have
that
it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Hal out in Fremont. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Hal.
Good. So hair you wear, is that Raquel Welch?
It sure is. Very nice. It's by far the hardest on the list. So nicely done.
Let's clean that up. And is Flower Beauty? Is that Drew Barrymore?
That is Drew Barrymore, yep.
Okay, good.
Nice job.
Sweet. Kiss you once, he'll kiss you again. Is that been taken? Is that still out?
What was your guess? If he kissed you once, will he kiss you again? Certs.
Is that certs?
Very nice. Yeah, certs. That's correct.
Perfect. Good to know.
Nice.
What about back to kitchen appliances. What about a juicer or something like an electric skillet?
Yes, electric skillet. Not a juicer, an electric skillet.
Not a juicer. Okay. I'll take it. And just last thing I have on my list, a lot of times I see free shipping in spam. So is shipping on your list?
Shipping is number one. Yes. Wow. Shipping exclamation point.
Exclamation point. Of course. They all are. I think everything else I thought in my head has been taken. So I'm good. Thanks for always having a great show.
Bye bye.
Have a good week.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Kim in San Francisco.
Hi.
For the appliances, Instant Pot?
No.
Okay. For the Spam, is Attention one of them?
No.
How about Spam?
No.
Okay. So the Elon Musk, I don't remember what the X is, but is it A10 or A12 at the end is their favorite airplane?
Ah, that's exactly right. Yep. Lockheed made an airplane called the Archangel 12, and Elon Musk said it was the coolest plane ever made, so that's what A12 is. Very good.
And that's all I've got. Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Appliances, microwave is a must.
Microwave?
No. No? Unbelievable. Okay. Just very quick, I'd like to say that all elements in our body except hydrogen are made in stars. That's why we're all made out of star dust. Believe that. Thank you.
We are stardust. We know that.
Yep. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Hi. I can't stop thinking about those appliances. Okay.
Nobody
can. How about popcorn popper?
No.
Oh.
Okay, immersion blender.
No.
Bread maker.
Well, that was gotten, but that's on the list.
Okay. And then last two, convection oven?
No.
And touchless soap dispenser.
What was that last one?
A touchless soap dispenser? Like an automatic soap dispenser?
Nope, not that.
Oh. Okay. I can't wait to hear the answers. Thank you.
All right. I guess we better clean up here. Kira, what have you got?
Real quick, is an ice cream maker on the list?
It is not.
Okay. And the X for the kid's name, the X is just a variable.
Yeah,
right?
Like in a math formula. X is an unknown variable. And that's what they wanted their kid to be. Good work.
And for a sign, what about name?
A sign is no.
Okay, and collected pack?
No.
Grievous worst?
No.
Okay, well, then I have no more guesses, and also I have nothing out, so I'm done.
All right. Lori?
Let's see, all the candy slogans. I have one. The Waltons question was interesting, and the original Olivia Walton was played by Patricia Neal, and even better than that, the original Grandpa Walton was played by Edgar Bergen, the ventriloquist. Yeah.
All right.
I got to look that up. That's my all I have.
All right. What seven kitchen appliances have had the greatest surge in sales over the stay-at-home period? I'll just read them all. Electric pasta maker, soda machine, water filtration device, bread maker, sandwich maker, rice cooker, and electric skillet. The three most common words in spam emails, they all end with exclamation points, shipping, today, and here. The synonyms for the most common English words, incandescent, bright, unbelievable, amazing, collected, calm, distinct, definite, grievous, gross, perceive, look, assign, put. Anyway, if we get your call, I do apologize. My thanks to Kira Pace and Lori Fisher, and of course, David Latulipe. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Have a great week, everybody, and we hope you will join us next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
If you ain't sure, you might. It's got to be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got...